No, I actually am more committed to communicating with him.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Westman College conference call. Today's call is being recorded. Please be advised that your line will be muted throughout the duration of today's call. If at any time you have a question from today's presentation, please email all questions to questions@westman.edu. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to President Gail Beebe. Please go ahead.
Laura, thank you so much. And Westmont, it's great to be with you tonight. I'm here with my executive team in the office in Kerwood Hall. You know, first up, it's just important as we continue to persevere. We're in the sixth week, and it's just been amazing to see how well you've done on every front. The students, the faculty, the staff, the administration, everybody's just really pulling together, and I just want to express my personal appreciation and my gratitude. And I just so firmly believe that who we are and who we are at the core of our being comes out during testings and trials like this, and I'm just grateful to see the heart of Westmont showing up in so many beautiful ways. I'm happy to report as we start our updates that we continue to be COVID-free on campus. We have no positive cases. And as we head deeper into this, the second to the last week, I'm just really, really grateful. This Saturday, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., Spring Sing Online. And we're very excited to, among everything that's been disrupted this year, including Spring Sing, that we're able to at least do it online. So I want to encourage you to go to the website, scroll down on the landing page, and you'll see Spring Sing. Just double-click on that. That'll take you into all the instructions of how to watch it and even how to participate. Eric Nelson, our Director of Counseling and Psychological Services, has produced videos that are really focused on how can we cope effectively during the quarantine. How do we deal with loneliness and how do we deal with disruption? They're actually incredibly clever, really well done, and I just want to encourage you to go to the web page, look up the videos, and I think they'll give you a nice break in your day and really encourage you as you work your way through all of the disruption and challenges that have been a part of this pivot in light of COVID-19. We're making every effort to plan for a fall on campus, and we're just really hopeful that even today, with the increased enhanced testing, the first FDA-approved home test, where we'll be able to self-monitor, we're going to be doing testing, we're going to be doing monitoring, and we're just hopeful that we can put enough things in place that we can really provide the predictability of an environment that where we can be together, social distanced, but together on campus. We're hoping to start the semester as planned on Monday, August 31. We're going to continue to adjust throughout the summer. We anticipate fall semester being very intentional. We're going to have to live with great intentionality. We're going to have to be very purposeful. We're going to have to live with a rule of life that is uncommon for us and for Westmont, and we're just really going to have to lean into the expectations of being a community together that lives according to guidelines given to us by the government. I want to speak briefly about the reimbursement grants. We still have not received any final word from the federal government, and we're continuing to make efforts. We think we're close. We did just hear today that some schools received their money today, so we're hopeful that at least the first tranche will come. We did fill out the application for the second half of the federal money, and we're hopeful that that will get processed in the next 2 weeks. We know we're close. We will contact you via your student email account, and we will be providing checks when we are able to do the reimbursement grants. We're very close, and again, I know this has been a point of real interest and attention, and as soon as we can give the all clear signal and begin getting those out, we'll get those out to you. One of the things that we have learned from schools, some schools did rebates where they just kind of rolled it forward against future charges. They're now having to go back in and roll all of that back because of guidelines that the federal government has passed down. And as fast as the federal government has been, they've been a little murky on specific guidelines, and so we're still hopeful that we'll be able to receive clarity that will guide us. May term, we have probably one of our all-time highest participation rates for May term. And so May term is completely online now. We opened up a new section of Philosophical Perspectives with Jim Taylor. It instantly filled up. We're opening up an Intro to Political Science with Dr. Jesse Covington, and so stay tuned for that. We're just really impressed with the interest that many of you have in studying during May term. So the COVID-19 Emergency Relief Fund is, we're just grateful. We surpassed the $50,000 match last week and unlocked a match of $50,000. So raised over $100,000 to date, just got an update today that we're a little over $120,000 total with that match. And these funds are just proving to be so helpful as we face just a number of unexpected expenses. Every week we begin our time in prayer, and I just want to encourage you to continue to submit your prayers. The email address is prayers@westmont.edu. And we have a committed team of employees that are cycling each day, taking up prayer concerns, as well as along with these employees, members of the Parents Council are also praying for you. And I know you appreciate it. I certainly appreciate the opportunity to pray for you and to have others who are praying for me and letting me know. In the academic arena, the deadline to request a pass no credit grade was yesterday. We had a nice number requested, but by no means any kind of huge influx or interest in that. And again, it's just impressive to see both those who needed the opportunity to do classes, pass no pass or pass no credit, and then many who really needed the grade as they look to future responsibilities. Fall registration is just going fantastic. It's really been impressive. We want to encourage those of you. There's still 53 that are eligible to register that need to register and have not yet contacted their academic advisor, and so we want to encourage you to do that. But it's impressive that we're down to just 53, and that bodes well for a very strong fall semester. The semester abroad, we're really weighing all of the options. This is just really a risk analysis of what's the likelihood that countries will be open, and that if we could get there, that if we needed to get home, we would. And we just have a variety of factors to weigh. We're going to try and make a decision on semester abroad in the next couple weeks. We've also made provision for people to sign up for classes on campus. And after we finish this semester, when housing opens back up on May 1, we'll be balancing those competing commitments. All juniors planning to complete their degrees either in the fall, this coming fall 2020 or spring 2021, receive the second stage of their application for degree instructions. That came in your email today, so please look at that. You should be connecting with your faculty advisor as you map out your courses. Thank you to those who've been able to make it back to campus and check out. Edie's here, and every time we're able to get a person successfully checked out, it really just helps us cinch things up. Some of you have asked about a letter of passage, and I made a comment last week, and Edie and her team have been working with the public health department here you have complete clearance to come back to campus. Although we only have jurisdiction in Santa Barbara, if you want a letter from me or from Student Life that would just explain the circumstances under which you're traveling, we have a father driving down from Portland, Oregon, and he'll be coming that first full weekend of May when we would have had commencement. I'm going to be sending him a letter of passage so that if there's any change in circumstance that causes a heightened scrutiny, that the letter of passage would at least explain why he's on the road. And if that would give you a sense of comfort in scheduling your time to return to campus, please reach out to us, and I'd be happy to provide that. If you're coming to campus, I'm sure you'd be interested to know that the Mail Center is open, and it's open every day, and then it'll be open both weekends, this weekend and next weekend. Now, Elijah is a faithful church attender, but he goes to church in the afternoons, and so the hours on the weekends, both Saturday and Sunday, are 10 to 1 o'clock. But I wanted to assure you that this is so Elijah can get to church, so help Elijah get to church. The mail center will handle not just picking up packages, but you can also return your rental textbooks by coming back and stopping in to see Elijah up in the mail center. I think we're ready. Are we ready for questions? You guys feel ready for questions? Here we go. Okay. Yeah. I'll go through the ones that were turned in earlier, reward the early bird. Number one, is the housing credit decision dependent on what Sodexo decides for dining? I'm confused about how the housing credit could be dependent on what Sodexo decides. Our student would like to register for a May term class. Can we apply the credit to May term and put it back into school's operations? The housing credit is actually tied to when we hear from the federal government, and so that we can consolidate. And the decision to tie when Sodexo gives us notice to when we also do the housing, the reimbursement grant, is so that we only have to write one check. If it just gets prolonged, I mean, if it gets prolonged beyond the end of the semester, then we'll move into a different scenario. But we had thought that by now we would know, we would have guidance, and so that's why it's a consolidated decision. When will May term tuition be due? Since May 4th, it might end up being inside the reimbursement dates. May term tuition is still due on May 4th, and so don't clutter your mind or confuse your mind with trying to time things. The timing on May term is set at May 4, and so just work within that time frame for if you're a May term participant. Will students still be able to receive a yearbook? Now, we are really making as many accommodations as we can for our graduating seniors. And so the editors-in-chief are going to be returning to campus to help us mail the seniors. Each senior will receive their yearbook in the mail. The non-seniors will have to pick theirs up on campus. And if you can't make it back to campus before the start of fall semester, you'll certainly be able to pick it up then. But if you're coming back after they've been published, you've got to let us know that you're coming, and we'll do our best to get you your copy before the start of fall semester. Number four, will flex spending dollars from meal plans this semester roll over to next fall semester since students were not given the full semester to spend the flex dollars? We're still calculating this amount, and I'll give you an update on that next week. Number five, will Richie's Place remain closed through the end of the semester due to COVID-19? I assume to my... it's closed. And as a lifelong devotee of Starbucks products, I'm in deep mourning over that, but it's part of the sacrifice that we make. Does the college have a plan for when faculty, staff, and students return to campus with respect to providing PPE, personal protective equipment like gloves and masks, and ongoing sanitation of public equipment? We are going to pivot to this on May 4th and begin the planning. We're already doing extensive conversations, putting together a task force, both of public health officials as well as experts who prepare medical rooms, healthcare rooms for both surgery and clinical practice, so that we really know how to, from a public health vantage point as well as from a medical vantage point, how to clean and how to keep us as safe as possible. Again, until we have a reliable treatment and until we have a reliable vaccine, we have just got to be vigilant and extremely disciplined, following closely the federal and state guidelines that are laid down for us. And we realize we've got to think through everything. We think we can do it. We think it'll just be a really amazing semester, but it will definitely require that we do life, community life, in a very responsible way. And then as for the PPE, gloves and masks, we're going to have provision of those. I would anticipate that, just like the directives now, that if you go out in public, you're supposed to be wearing a mask. If you go to the grocery store, you'll be wearing a mask. I assume until we have treatment and a vaccine, when we're in class, we'll have to wear or at least the mask, and then be very vigilant about washing our hands, not touching our face or anything. So, again, it'll be a disciplined life, but one that we're very capable of. Is the campus open for us to walk around and enjoy the setting without accessing the facilities? We're officially closed. Unless you work here. But Westmont has never been closed to Westmont families. And so the easiest way, if you decide you have to come to campus, you just need to let us know so that we can officially sanction or officially approve it. And we love seeing people, since we see almost nobody these days. But we also, we're doing our best to try and really respect the guidelines to both in terms of just our own personal safety, but also just to really honor the efforts that are being undertaken by our public officials to really keep us safe until we have a better pathway to treatment. Number 8, any updated news on commencement? The commencement, as you know, has been postponed. I've said that it would take us a minimum of 8 weeks to get prepared whenever we're allowed to repopulate campus. Some of the early indications, just trial balloons that have been sent up by Governor Newsom's office, said that as we repopulate, he would move from no groups larger than 10 to no groups larger than 50. To eventually no groups larger than 100 inside, no groups larger than 500 outside. Over the weekend, you may have seen the news coverage of Air Force Academy doing their social distancing on the football field for their commencement. The cadets sat 8 feet apart or in squares 8 feet apart. No family or friends were allowed to attend. They still had a ceremony, but it was very, very much a muted ceremony, but they had one. If we're not able to do it before the start of school, I very much would like to do it on homecoming weekend, October 16 and 17. We've already begun to think of that, if we're open and able to congregate, that we'd like to do it then. And we'll just, our goal is to be sure to sufficiently honor the class of 2020. So we're very committed to that. Now, the office that handles all of the cap and gowns, the alumni office, there's still 85 graduating seniors who haven't contacted the alumni office. So please contact them at alumni@westmont.edu, and they'll give you guidance and instruction. Number 9, what would seniors do with their senior art exhibits they were working on and left on campus? Is there scheduled time when we can return and pick them up? Is the art museum going to have open hours? The art museum is completely closed. We will be able to allow you to retrieve your art exhibits. I will say that it actually is just kind of a symbol of how quickly we had to evacuate campus. And if you could peer in the art museum windows, it looks like people vanished instantly, and it's just left there because they were getting ready to hang the show. What we are planning to do is the spring issue of Westmont Magazine. It's going to be a commemorative issue, and it's going to focus on the class of 2020. And today, Irene Miller, our VP of Enrollment Marketing and Communication, showed me the picture that'll be on the cover of the magazine, and it's actually a picture of the art exhibit. And so it's just a really startling reminder of just how quickly we had to leave campus, and truly a semester, a school career, academic career that was completely interrupted. And I think there's just some great thought going into what this magazine needs to have in it to really honor each of the seniors and to really celebrate them during a time of great challenge. You know, I also just want to say how much I've appreciated many notes and letters that have come in, just really encouraging us. It's just the best of Westmont. I just continue to be reminded how important it is at a time like this that we give each other the benefit of the doubt, and just really find within ourselves the extra energy and the extra discipline to be kind to one another. These are values and virtues. We talk all the time about our community life statement, truth-centered attitudes, other-centered practices. At our best, this is who we are, and we really have to be at our best during this very difficult time. Some of the things I've enjoyed online already, just today, the athletic department posted the Golden Eagle Award speeches. This was something we had to do virtually. This is always just one of my favorite events. And when I say one of my favorite, that's a galaxy of about 300 different things that happen in a year. All of them are my favorites. I wake up enthusiastic. But I love this event because it celebrates the best student athlete on each team. And you hear these amazing stories of tenacity and perseverance that really the shaping of our character. And we can either look at our circumstances and regret them, or we can look at our circumstances, accept them, and make the best of them. And that's at the heart of who we are at Westmont. The Lindsay Moll, if you're listening, Provost Sergeant will have an answer for you tomorrow, and he can't wait to respond to your email. Okay, that one shocked the team. Irene, do you have questions that you'd like me to take up? Well, the grant credit be given to students to their accounts before May 4th for May term extension. It's very similar. No, it'll come as a check, and these are going to be handled completely independent. So just do meet your May term obligations by May 4th. The checks will soon be in the mail. Will May term be decreased in tuition price? No, May term is already an adjusted price. And so if you look at the contrast, May term is actually a wonderful time to pick up 4, 8, even 12 credits. So I would encourage you to look at the posted price on the website. May term, is the mandatory health fee of $75 still being charged since classes are online?
We're actually looking at that. There will be some limited health services available. Dr. Hernandez and others will be available remotely, anticipating either a reduced fee or no fee at all. We'll make that decision in the next few days.
Okay, that was Doug Jones, our Chief Financial Officer. Is financial aid available for May term? I think it's because of the price point. And again, I want to encourage you to go online, look at the price point. $345 a credit hour, and And so we consider that to already be significantly underwritten by the college. Will summer housing be available at Ocean View and on campus? It's for sure going to be available, but the on a very limited basis. We're waiting for the order. Summer housing will be easier. We still have a possibility of some summer housing. May-term housing is obviously going to be really tough since Governor Newsom's not even lifting the ban or the stay-at-home order until he's going to consider lifting it May 15th. So it's just going to be possible to know when we actually can start doing that. We do need OV housing for some of the students who are unable to go home. We have about 55 or somewhere in the neighborhood of 55 international students, many of whom obviously not only can't get on a plane here, their countries are completely closed. And so we're having to just make adjustments to be sure that they're taken care of and that they're in situations where they at least have food and housing security. Being Europe semester is not happening, will students be able to live on campus or should they start looking to live off campus? We haven't made that final decision, but this is a great question. And we are definitely going to want to work with you. I think in the next week we will have a very firm decision. And so just give us seven more days, and I think we'll have everything we know. If our student is planning to go abroad in the fall with a third-party program and that program decides to run, will Westmont allow that student to participate if they are canceling their own programs? In other words, will Westmont override the decision of third-party study abroad? Not to my knowledge. No, if you want to put yourself at risk like that, we'll let you. And I don't mean to say that facetiously. Let me just tell you, the biggest hurdles we ran into was the hurdle of getting our students home from third-party programs. And I want to tell you, Mark Sargent, our provost, and his team worked with these different organizations. But we literally, in some cases, our students got on planes hours before the country closed, and they never would have gotten out. And so if we don't run our programs, we are extremely scrupulous with our risk mitigation team, our GTAG, the Global Travel Advisory Group, and we will definitely want to know where the student is. We'll definitely want to monitor the situation. If another outbreak overruns that country or that continent, we'll want to move quickly to get them home. And so we do not object to them going to a third-party provider, but be sure the third-party provider has their best interests at heart and not just their program interests at heart. And the only reason we would ever not travel is because we don't believe that it's in the best interests of our students and our faculty to be traveling. So we make the decision after weighing a great deal of evidence. Is there any chance of Westmont's year semester taking place in the spring? We are just weighing everything. Here's the challenge. The challenge is the sequencing. And Europe semester usually works best in the fall. And so we do some trips in the spring. We do other trips in the fall. And Europe is just set up, and it works better in the fall. So it's unlikely that we would do it in the spring. No permanent decision has been made, mostly because we haven't even pivoted out of it not going this fall. But that Westmont Europe program is just such a delight, and that's a great loss. So I certainly feel for the students. It's one of my favorite trips to catch up to, and no matter where they are, it's just fascinating to see. Will reimbursement grants be mailed to the home address on file? Yes, that will be our intention. So if your home address has changed, Let us know if the one on file is accurate. That's the one it will come to. Will reimbursement grants be reflected in the student's account before fall 2020? Well, the reimbursement grants will be sent by check well before fall 2020. And I really do believe that by next Tuesday night, I'll be able to give you a definitive answer, because we anticipate getting the first tranche sometime in the next few days. And then we'll know within 2 to 4 weeks on the second tranche. And so we'll be able to give you a fairly accurate timetable of when you'll receive your reimbursement grant. When will students be charged on their accounts for May term? Is that May 4th?
Well, May 4th is when the payments are due. I'm not sure the exact timing of that, but I would think within the next week or so. And May term is coming very soon, so yes.
Okay. Will diplomas be mailed home? Will honors be adjusted on diplomas if seniors increase their GPAs after the last semester? Mark, how do you guys handle that?
Right. Well, the diplomas are always mailed after the commencement ceremonies anyway, when we have the final grade record. So it always has reflected accurately their GPA and their honors.
Yeah. So the I know this shocks people if they've never been through graduation, but we hand you the diploma holder, and it's a great disappointment when you return to your chair and discover your diploma is not there. But it's always been mailed home and
mailed later,
so that it can be reconciled with final grades. Oh, oops, skipped one. What would chapel look like amid social distancing on campus and all? This is a great question. I was just with Scott yesterday. I was participating in yesterday's chapel, and we filmed it right out here on the patio. We're looking at a variety of scenarios. One possibility is that we would social distance in the gym, so by no means have the whole student body, and then distribute the other, you know, you would have an assigned place. And so we might have some in the gym, some in the GLC, some in Page, some in Porter, even some in Dean Chapel. Each would have a live worship band, and then there'd be a video venue where the speaker would speak from the gym, and it would be broadcast into each of those sites. That's one idea. We haven't reached a conclusion. Again, we're starting to just basically seed ideas, but we'll really turn to this beginning May 4th as soon as we complete this regular academic year. What will housing look like for the fall if you're trying to abide by social distancing standards? Some rooms are 3 students to a room with close proximity. We are still working on what we'll need to do in order to make housing work. I assume this is an allusion to Page, where both of my daughters were tripled in Page their first year. And so we know that experience. There's nothing about it that permits social distancing. But this is part of what we have to retool. We're going to probably be bringing a couple portable dorms to campus. We've got to set up a variety of scenarios in which we could manage any situation that might develop. We just haven't been able to move into it yet, but we really do anticipate that the month of May will be spent preparing for the fall, and the month of May will give us sufficient time not only to make our plans, but also to obtain the equipment we'll need to pull them off. Any updates about if and when students can return to campus for summer research? Not yet. Just stay in touch with your professor. Some of this could end up being switched into a completely remote format. Some of these research projects are just so phenomenal. So I know this is something we're hoping that even if we had to do it on a modified basis that we can get to, because that's just a very, very special experience, a very unique part of our Westmont education. Okay, here it is, the last one. Oh, this is an announcement, my pardon. We will continue these Tuesday call-in sessions. Thank you for staying connected with us. We want you to have open channels to ask your questions and receive timely responses. And we are going to do these every Tuesday night at 6 until participation rates plummet to such a level that they look like the price of oil on the global market. So thank you for being with us tonight, and I want to close our time in prayer. Please join me in prayer. Gracious Lord and God, we give you thanks for Westmont, the common element that binds us together in you. Father, as each one of us face both challenges and opportunities, we ask for grace as we encounter one another, ask for patience, we ask for assurance. We ask for the capacity to endure the various challenges that come to us each day, and to really recognize that whatever happens during this period is both something I can respond to now and something that prepares me for an unknown future. Thank you for the opportunity to do it together. Thank you that we can be online tonight. Christ, I pray. Amen. God be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. Stay safe. You may now disconnect.